This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Boy, I didn't think about this name when we were talking about it, Nathan, because it's just, I don't know, you look at sort of fringe guys more so, I would, you know, Nick Lofton and Massey, guys that have been called up, sent down, and your brain just kind of naturally goes to those names. But talking about the Royals, calling up Jack Caglione again, giving Carter Jensen his first run in the show, and Luenda Avila, am I saying that name correctly? I have no idea.
I think Avila.
Avila?
I think so. But I could be wrong, just like you could. So
anybody's guess. I'm sure somebody in the text line would be very up for correcting me if I had it wrong. With those three guys getting the call up, the Royals have 29 guys on the roster. You can only have 28 with the expansion. So we're talking about who the odd man out is. We mentioned, you know, Massey's already been sent down and called up, but Massey in limited at bats, yes, at 370 in August. He was good. You know, you don't really look towards him. Tyler Tolbert, he hit 250, which is okay. 330 on base percentage. You know, he walked once. He did not strike out at all in August. And he stole six bases. He played in 16 games. He had 12 at-bats and stole six bases. That's the same amount as Bobby Witt Jr., who played in 27 games. A guy had 57 total bases in Bobby versus four in Tyler Tolbert, and they had the same number of stolen bases. That's why he's on this ball club, because he's a menace on the base paths. So it doesn't really cater towards him. Rave's already come and gone. Maley, maybe, right, do you keep a third catcher? What about Randall Grichuk? Could the Royals presumably give Grichuk his outright release? That would be a weird move, obviously. The Royals traded for him near the deadline with the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's on a one-year, $5 million deal right now. He has a mutual option for next year in 2026. As of right now, I think that it is... I can confidently say the Royals are not going to hit up that $5 million mutual option for next year. Do the Royals just decide to give Randall Grichuk his outright release? He hit 204 in August in 49 at-bats. Is that a better batting average than Nick Lofton? Yes. Here is where things get weird. Despite having a 135 batting average, Lofton had a 327 on base percentage. He walked 10 times in 37 at-bats in August, and he only struck out six times. So a 327 OBP, he hit one home run, drove in four RBIs. He had 9 total bases for the month, giving him an OPS of 570. Grichik hit 204 in August with a 291 on base percentage. He walked 5 times. He struck out 14 times. He had a OPS in the month of 556. So he actually had a lower OPS than Nick Lofton, despite the fact that Lofton hit 135. He also did not hit a home run in 49 at-bats, and he only drove in 2 runs. So he's not getting on base with regularity. He's not driving in runs. Randall Grichik has never been a gold glove level outfielder. What is Randall Grichik giving you at, what is he, 33? 30, coming up 34 years, just turned 34. And more than likely, he's not going to be on your roster in 2 months' time, month and a half time, depending on how the Royals season goes the rest of the way. I'm seemingly talking myself into just outright releasing Randall Grichik.
You're talking me close to it. I don't know if I see the Royals moving off of him so quickly after the acquisition, even though, yeah, probably when you're considering the offense, it's probably true that Lofton's defensive versatility and his on-base percentage might, you know, if you're building a team, you might go with a guy like Lofton first. But I think the thought at the trade deadline was in getting guys like Grichik and Yastrzemski and Frazier was, hey, the bottom half of our lineup right now, the Loftons, the Masseys, I know Massey wasn't there in the trade deadline, but guys like that aren't giving us professional at-bats. So is it a, hey, neither of these guys will be starting, and who would I rather bring off the bench in the eighth inning of a tie game down the stretch? Might that be Randall Grichik instead of Nick Lofton? That's what I think the saving grace would be there. And I mean, the team loves Lofton's versatility. He can play almost anywhere on the field. And as you mentioned, can work a count. So maybe this is a tougher decision than we mentioned in the last segment. But I wonder if they like the veteran presence of Grichik over a guy like Lofton.
Yeah, that certainly will play a factor in it, no question. I'm a bit of a numbers guy. I don't base everything solely on the numbers, but they tell an interesting story. And that story is, since the arrival of Grichik, right? If you just look at the months of July and August and you compare these two players, Nick Lofton has been the better baseball player. In July, Grichik hit 241 with a 267 OBP. Lofton hit 260 with a 275 OBP. And then this past month, I mentioned, yeah, 135 batting average, but the on-base was 327. Grichik, 204 with a 291 on-base percentage. Very similar in terms of the number of at-bats. Lofton's had 87 at-bats over the last 2 months. Meanwhile, Grichik is, I think, at 107. So about 20 at-bats worth of difference. Grichik has 5 home runs. Lofton has 3. Grichik, 10 RBIs. Lofton, 12. Nick Lofton's splits are fascinating. So he didn't, in July, he did not walk once. 0 walks in July in 50 at-bats, and then turns around and walks 10 times in 37 at-bats in August. But the strikeout numbers are relatively the same. 7 strikeouts in July. He had 9 in June. He only struck out 6 times in August. So he's a guy that doesn't strike out. I don't know. I'm with you. I think that the veteran thing will certainly play a factor, but I also think, strangely enough, that the Royals have veteran guys that you can lean on, right? Like if the veteran thing is that meaningful on a given night, okay, then it's going to be Frazier in left, it's going to be Isbell in center, and it's going to be Yaz in right field. I don't think it's going to be Grichik in those situations, you know? And if, yeah, and maybe as a pinch hitter, late game or something like that. But I would imagine that if you're going to pinch hit him late in a game, it's because you have one of those young guys in the outfield. You had Lofton in there on a day, or you have Cags in there on a day, which means that likely Frazier and Yaz weren't in the starting lineup to begin with. So Right. Then they become those pinch hitting kind of options late game as those veterans that you can lean on. I don't know. I've managed to do it. I did not think about Randall Grichuk at all when we had this conversation 20 minutes ago. And now he's the guy I think the Royals should deal away. Strange. 913-586-7965 is our number. I was going to talk college football, and then I kind of went down this rabbit hole of Randall Grichuk versus Nick Lofton that I didn't see coming. But now I want to talk about college football because we had a big weekend. You had local, you know, our regional teams playing MU, KU with dominant performances against lowly opponents. K-State, boy, Chris Klieman, your defense has got to figure it out. We'll talk about that as well as some of the bigger national games that we saw across the country that definitely have us thinking after week one of the college football slate. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan, Logan Weber, Nathan Williams, your home for Kansas City sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This is one of the easiest picks I've ever made. Texas is loaded. Texas is number one. They have a Manning at quarterback. Poor Ohio State. They ain't got a chance. Give me my first love.
Oh, there it is. Here it comes. What a career.
Shout out Corso, man. I'm not going to lie. I mean, of course, it started with, was it last weekend? Maybe 2 weekends ago that they had like the hour-long Corso special on ESPN. That tugged at your heartstrings to begin with. And then knowing, of course, that this past Saturday was Corso's last time on the panel of College Game Day after, God, over 30 years. I mean, he was on the panel in 93 when the whole thing kicked off. And 32 years later, it has grown into this mammoth pregame show for college football. It's not going to be the same without him, but man, what a way to send the guy off. I mean, you know, the game's in Columbus, which is so cool to begin, because that's where it started, right? That's where they had the first College Game Day. Picked Ohio State to win that game. He wore Brutus, you know, on his head. Does it in his last game as well. And then it just kept getting more and more strange. Like, what a weekend for Lee Corso, right? He gets the send-off that he deserves after an incredibly illustrious career in the business. He went perfect on his picks. Absolutely perfect on his picks, which was extraordinary. He took Ohio State to beat Texas, as Evan, obviously, he put the hat on. He picked LSU to beat Clemson in an upset, nailed that one. So he picked two major upsets to begin, a third major upset in taking Miami to beat Notre Dame in that renewed rivalry. Picked South Carolina over Virginia Tech. He took Tennessee to beat Syracuse. Those weren't upsets by any means. Those two teams were favored. He was the only guy on the panel that took Florida State to beat Alabama on Saturday. So he's perfect on his picks. And the final, you know, his big send-off in the place where College Game Day began. And the cherry on top of all of it, every Division I college football team that he was ever associated with won on Saturday. Played at Florida State, Seminoles beat Alabama. He was the head coach at Indiana, Louisville, and North Carolina, and Northern Illinois, sorry, not North Carolina. All three of them won their season openers yesterday. And, you know, you can sit there and not admit it if you want. That's up to you. But I think most of us collectively, we shed some tears over watching Corso do his final game day yesterday. And you know, not that you were one of those, it was sort of like sad that it's over, glad that it happened kind of a thing, right? It's not that he was being pushed out. It's not that they were moving on in a different direction and we didn't want that collectively as fans. I think everybody involved, us as the fans, you know, Lee Corso, the guys on the panel, his family, friends, I think everybody collectively knew it was time for this thing to reach its fruition, right? He's 90 years old. He's, like I said, been on the panel since it began in 1993, 32 years ago. He was 58 when game day started. He was a GA at Florida State in 1958. And was doing this in 2025. Extraordinary career. It was time for it to go. Time for, you know, Lee to move on. But what a way for that man to go out. Extraordinary.
If you haven't watched the, he calls it the Kirk Herbstreit Show, where he goes into the dressing room and he interviewed Lee Corso Saturday. As they were getting ready for the game, and Lee Corso talks so much about, it feels like I'm dead and I'm watching people remember me. And he felt so overwhelmed and gracious that he got to listen to that. And, you know, we don't do that enough with people who we hold in high regard, like Lee Corso. Lee Corso is, for so many of us in this generation, I mean, not to be hyperbolic, the reason that we love college football so much, I mean, like, he is an absolute pillar of our childhood, and not just in college football, but in all of sports media. He's up there with guys like Dick Vitale, like a John Madden used to be.
No question.
So it's great that he got to hear these things about him and go out on a high note. And, you know, I hope we all take from this and we continue to do this for people that we hold in high regard, but also for those that we know and love in our personal lives as well. It was incredibly touching. I don't know how you're not crying during that dressing room interview, during the montage of people thanking him and saying goodbye. Kirk Herbstreit got, choked up, which choked me up. And then even as Lee's just wearing the Buckeye head and waving, you're crying.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great moment. Very, very sentimental thing, and glad that Lee Corso is around to see it.
Oh, no question. And for me, Kirk Herbstreit is that dude. I mean, what he's done and like the relationship that he has with Lee and the way that it's developed over the years, he has been so extraordinary in what he's done helping Lee Corso over the past few seasons, where you've seen, you know, he hasn't been the same guy that he once was. I mean, goodness, 90 years old. I mean, right? And Kirk he stepped up in such a way that it gave me I was already a big Kirk Herbstreit guy. I love listening to him call football games. I love the fact that the NFL has not brought him in for like the Thursday night games, because the guy knows ball. I mean, he really is extraordinary at describing and breaking down the X's and O's for fans on a broadcast. He's just, you could tell he loves that man to death, and the tribute that he gave, and like the suit jacket that had the liner, which was just pictures of him and Lee on the game day set over the years. It was awesome, man. It was yes. So much fun to sit and watch that. And I mean, to put it into perspective, just how big a figure Lee Corso is. And I'm with you 100%. Lee Corso to college football, I don't think that you're speaking out of turn by comparing it to John Madden in the NFL or to Dick Vitale in college football. I think that those go hand in hand. To put that into, to further that, Big Noon Kickoff, Fox's Big Noon Kickoff, which is sort of Fox's rival to ESPN's College Game Day, stopped what they were doing and simulcasted ESPN's College Game Day for Lee Corso and that panel's round of picks and the headgear. They turned off their own broadcast to put on Lee Corso doing the headgear for the final time. I think that tells you everything you need to know. That your biggest competitor in the business, and Big Noon Kickoff is really trying to make its own sort of headway, right? I'm a Big Ten person, and Fox, you know, they've really kind of been the Big Ten's sort of thing. In fact, I think Big Noon Kickoff is coming to Ames, Iowa on Saturday for the Iowa State game. They do a lot of Big Ten, Big 12 sort of stuff. But they're trying to do their own thing, right? This was the debut of their new panel, which now features Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports. Don't even get me started. I hate the whole idea of it. I'm not a Barstool Sports guy, regardless. But for them, even when they're trying to establish this new panel and this new thing, right, with their poor man's Pat McAfee and Dave Portnoy, yes, that was a shot and it was intended, to still have that level of respect and admiration for an individual like Lee Corso, I think tells you everything you need to know. And for so many of us, with you on this one too, Nathan, our love of college football may not be solely because of Lee Corso, but it's a massive reason, right? I mean, growing up watching College game day, I can remember being, man, 6 or 7 years old, and College game day came to Iowa City, and he picked Iowa to win the game and put on, you know, the Herky the Hawkeye head or whatever, and absolutely loved that. That's a huge part of it. Of course, anybody who grew up playing the college football video games, right? The old ones, spectacular, where they used to actually do like the headgear thing on the panel before the game started. And then you had, before they changed it and it became Ask Coach or Coach Suggestions as it is now, right? In Madden, it was Ask Madden. And in college football, it was Ask Corso. The computer generated play recommendations was called Ask Corso. Massive, massive figure in college football, and he will be dearly missed on that panel. They gave him the absolute right send off and a deserving one at that.
I remember, I think 2010, when Mizzou played OU, and I was a teenager at this time, but when game day came to Columbia and Lee picked against the Tigers, who I was a fan of growing up, and just how that, like, this is a gut punch. And like, how does a guy putting on a mascot head, how is that so entertaining and alluring and important? And I think you have to be a quality of person off the field for people to love you as, I mean, to even give you a chance to do something. So it's silly, it's frivolous. But it's something that captivated us all. And so I've got Kirk Herbstreit's tribute here. We can play it. I know we need to get into the games themselves, but you can clearly see how much Lee means to Kirk himself.
It's been an incredible honor and privilege to be with you, to be your partner for all these years. There'll never be another Lee Corso. Thank you for everything you've done for me, for this show, for this sport. You're one of one. Love you, bud.
Yeah, that's tough, man. I mean, imagine. Right, Corso came onto the scene with game day when it began in 93. Herbie, I think, joined in 96, 97. 30 years. Those two guys have been working on that panel together. And, you know, they become the best of friends. You know, Kirk has described Lee as sort of like a, you know, a second father sort of a thing. That's got to be so hard, but so necessary, so deserving of him in that scenario.
Yeah, in that video in the dressing room that I was talking about a few minutes ago, the way that Kirk speaks to Lee is a way that I think you only hear people talk to their children or to their own like elderly parents or grandparents. It's with such an affinity and such like a twinkle in his eye that you can hear, even though you can't see Kirk Herbstreit, you can just hear how much he loves Lee Corso. It was really special. And by the way, Kirk Herbstreit himself, way down the road when he hangs it up, he's going to be, you know, a similar type of pillar of college football. As you mentioned, the guy's been around doing this for a long time now, and you know, is pretty closely aligned with the image of college football that we all have. So, Kirk, yeah, their relationship is awesome. It was awesome to watch it play out on Saturday.
I'm not sure. In fact, I am sure that there is not a single member of the media that covers college football that when they speak, people listen more so than Lee Corso and Kirk Herbstreit. What those guys say their word is seemingly bond in college football. And are they always right? No. But there's just something about who those two are as individuals, who they are together, that when they say something, you're like, yeah, I buy it. That makes sense. It's just who those two guys are. And they're always so genuine with one another. Yeah, so I was trying to figure it out. It was 2006. So I was 8 years old. Iowa was number like 12 or 13 in the country. Ohio State was the number one team in America. They came to Iowa City. Corso picked Iowa to win the game. And I'll never forget that. I'll also never forget that Iowa lost that game 38-17. It happens. All right. I want to get into what we saw on the field in week one of the college football season, especially that including our regional teams, Mizzou, KU, K-State, and yes, now Missouri State as an FBS program in Conference USA. I want to discuss those three teams and what we've seen from them so far this season. Coming up next, you're listening to Fesco and Dusty in the Morning. Logan Weber filling in for both Fesco and Dusty. Nathan Williams filling in for Mac here on 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
One of the college football season has nearly come and gone. We do have a game tonight on ESPN and ESPNU. The beginning of the Bill Belichick college football era. North Carolina hosting TCU at Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill. Horned Frogs are actually a 3.5-point favorite. Belichick in a new environment of college football. 70 new players on that Tar Heel roster. We'll see how it goes. TCU is a team that has a sneaky good roster. I think that they are a team that could compete and really push for an opportunity to get to the Big 12 championship game. Although, right now, through the first, yes, I know it's technically week one, but because of week zero, we've had 2 weeks of college football. I think there are two pretty strong contenders atop the field in the Big 12 right now. And that is, in my view, the Iowa State Cyclones and Utah. I did not expect Utah to do what they did last night against UCLA, beating them 43-10. Nico Iamalieve, the transfer from Tennessee, did not have a good day. The Utes win it by 33. But that's not what we're here to discuss, at least not right now. I want to talk about the regional teams. Let's talk about, firstly, K-State. Yeah, they had the week zero loss in Dublin to Iowa State, which Iowa State looks like a really good football team right now. I hate to say it, but I'm going to admit it. So you can kind of chalk that up like, hey, we lost to a good football team. What in the hell happened Saturday? I mean, I caught glimpses of the game here or there. Two things stood out. Avery Johnson, he's your guy. Does he always make tremendous decisions with the football? Not all the time, but he was great on Saturday. 28 of 43, 318, three touchdowns. He also ran for over 40 yards in the game on only seven carries. You know, so far this year, he is five touchdowns, no picks. He's throwing for close to 300 yards a game. He's completed 67% of his passes, and he's averaging over 4 yards a carry. So far, so good for Avery Johnson. The running game, all in all, for K-State wasn't all that bad on Saturday. They averaged over 5 yards a carry. You know, Devon Rice was really effective, 40 yards rushing on seven carries, two scores. Joe Jackson averaged 5 yards a pop, 11 for 55. The problem is you're not wowing me defensively, K-State. Not even really in the slightest. I mean, if you take away Jerry Kaminsky, the starting quarterback for North Dakota, you take away his day where he had 10 carries for 4 yards, you take that out, North Dakota had 23 carries for 98 yards in this game and four rushing touchdowns, including two from Kaminsky. He also threw for 231 in the air and a touchdown. K-State's got some things to figure out on the defensive side of the football. Offensively, I think you're okay. I mean, yeah, you didn't beat Iowa State, but you moved the ball relatively well. It just didn't turn into scores. I mean, you had nearly 400 yards of total offense against the Cyclones. Avery Johnson, 21 of 30, 273, two touchdowns. You averaged 4 yards a carry on the ground. Just really some costly mistakes were the biggest culprit in that game. Couple of turnovers, and you didn't force one, kind of was the key in this one. Or you did force a couple fumbles. I had to take that back. The defense has got some things to sort through. I really do believe that, especially when it comes to the running back room, because the quarterbacks have kind of the quarterbacks in both of these games had double-digit carries for minimal yardage, but the running backs averaged over 4 yards a carry in each of the first two games. You got to figure that out, because you held Iowa State to 180 yards passing, and you lost. Meanwhile, Kansas, have they played as difficult to get, you know, have they played anybody as difficult as Iowa State? No, obviously. But they've looked really good. Took down Fresno State in week zero, 31-7, and then dominated Wagner on Saturday, 46-7. Or Friday, I should say. Friday night, 46-7. As has been the case with the Jayhawks over the past few seasons, this team goes as Jalen Daniels goes. Through two games, he's completing 80% of his passes for 456 yards, 7 touchdowns, 1 pick. He's also got 65 yards rushing on the year on just 11 carries. Daniel Hashaw Jr., 158 yards rushing on 27 carries. Very good thus far. Even some of the other guys, you know, LaShawn Williams, he's a former Iowa running back, transferred to KU. He's averaging almost 10 yards a carry so far this year, 6 for 57. Backup quarterback Cole Ballard, 7 for 52. Rushing attack looks really good, and the defense has done its job, has, you know, holding both Fresno State and Wagner to 7 points each. Very, very good. Are those two teams strong? No. We will get a much better look at KU offensively and defensively when they line it up this upcoming Saturday. Who do they play? Well, the Missouri Tigers, a renewal of the MU-KU Border War rivalry on Saturday. Mizzou got off to a 1-0 start, dismantling Central Arkansas. Now, if you know anything about UCA, Central Arkansas, they're bad. I mean, like, really bad. Like, traditionally, historically, really bad. They went 6-6 last year in the UAC. I'm not even sure what the UAC is. The United Athletic Conference, I think?
Never heard of him.
Yeah, I mean, it came out like 2 years ago. It's an FCS conference, which features Abilene Christian, Lamar, Sam Houston, Stephen F. Austin. Well, that was in 2021, so let's take a look at that. Current football-only members, Abilene Christian, Austin Peay, Central Arkansas, Eastern Kentucky, North Alabama, Tarleton State, West Georgia, Utah Tech, Southern Utah University. If you don't follow FCS football, none of those teams are very good FCS teams. None of them are national powers at the FCS level. North Alabama was good when they were a Division II school, but they made the jump to FCS and they've kind of struggled since that move. So to go 6-6 last year in a league like the UAC doesn't really exude a lot of confidence. You know, some the wins they had, they beat Arkansas Pine Bluff, Lamar, Lindenwood, which was a bottom feeder Division II school when they were in the MIAA. They're bad. But when you play a bad football team, you're supposed to blow them out. Mizzou did their job. Ran for 200 yards on the ground. They threw for over 340 yards through the air. You know, approaching 600 yards of total offense is a great day. And both quarterbacks for Mizzou looked really good. But I think, and maybe some will disagree with me, but I think the majority will agree with me, Bo Prabhula is your guy. Yeah, Zollers, you know, had his 3-for-3 for 58, and he threw a touchdown pass. That's great. He was good in limited reps late in the game. But for Prabhula to go 23-for-28, 283, 2 passing touchdowns, and then run for 65 yards and have 2 rushing touchdowns in the game, 350 yards of total offense from your quarterback and 4 scores. Really, really impressive day from the Penn State transfer, which makes me sick as an Iowa fan. Because the final two for Prabhula when he was going through the transfer portal were Mizzou and Iowa. And there were those of us that are Iowa fans who reside in Iowa City who were actually fairly confident that they were going to land him. I friggin' wish. Marquise Johnson certainly filling the role early on of being the new wide receiver one for the Missouri Tigers after Luther Burden's exit. 5-for-134 and a touchdown. Joshua Manning had 4-for-53. And the defense looked really, really good, especially the secondary. Central Arkansas threw for only 73 yards in the game, 13 of 23, a touchdown, a pick in this one. And they held them to under 4 yards a carry collectively as a team. UCA, 39 carries for 154. And honestly, the UCA's quarterback was their second best rusher, 8 carries for 32 yards. So it kind of came from everywhere. Mizzou looks really good. But again, it's UCA, just like it was Wagner for Kansas. This Saturday is going to tell the tale of the tape. MUKU, Border War renewed at Memorial Stadium in Columbia. I sort of think that this game should be played at Arrowhead every year. I think that's when the game is at its best. Shout out to Carrington. He's got that documentary coming out about the 07 game. MUKU winner was going to be number one in the country. That's when the MUKU thing really reared its ugly head. But hey, beggars can't be choosers. Let's all just be glad that it's back. After so many years of not having MUKU, it's back. Right now, Tigers open as 6.5-point favorites. And, you know, I know we were just saying incredibly good things about ESPN and College Game Day, and I get it. But honestly, I think shame on ESPN and College Game Day for not being in Columbia on Saturday. Yes, I know Michigan and Oklahoma are playing in a regular season game. Yes, I know that they're 14th and 18th in the country, respectively, as of right now. Let's ignore the fact that these two football teams went a combined 14 and 12 last year. And they got into the top 25 because of name recognition alone. It's Michigan and Oklahoma. They got into the top 25 despite bad years where they went 7-5 and 6-6 in the regular season. It's the first year of a rivalry that's been dead for over a decade, and it's one of the best rivalries in college sports. This game should have been game day. It should have been. And the fact that it's not is mind-boggling to me. Now, I know that, like, SEC Nation is doing, like, their pregame show thing there or something. I thought, you know, maybe it was a contender for a big noon kickoff. But, like I said, Fox is very closely associated with the Big Ten and the Big 12 and with the Iowa-Iowa State game. And both teams being sort of, like, dark horse contenders for a college football playoff spot. I get why they went to Jack Trice instead, but I don't know. But I want to talk about some other college football games when we come back. The ones that didn't involve our regional teams. Well, maybe one more. No, I'll break it down right now, and then we'll get to the national stuff when we come back. Oh, Missouri State. Woof. Nathan, I take it you didn't watch any of this game. I don't blame you if you didn't.
Thankfully, no.
I did. I did watch some of it. Mostly, I watched about the first quarter and a half. So for those that don't know a lot about me, I'm from Kansas City, born and raised. My dad grew up in Iowa. That's why I'm an Iowa fan. But prior to moving back to the Kansas City area, my wife and I lived in Springfield, Missouri for about 4 years. Worked for some radio stations down there covering Missouri State athletics. I went to dozens of Missouri State basketball, volleyball, men's and women's soccer, football games over the years. So Missouri State, this is their first ever game at the FBS level, right? They got their first game, introduction to FBS football. You got to go on the road to the Coliseum and play USC. And this isn't, you know, your USC of the past by any means, but there seems to be some belief that Lincoln Riley can get this team moving in the right direction. That remains to be seen. So the Bears got to go all the way to Los Angeles. First FBS game ever taking on USC out of the Big Ten. And hey, I'll be damned if Missouri State doesn't take an early 3-0 lead in this one. Huh? 10-12 to go. Yusuf Obed hits a 44-yard field goal. Bears lead 3-0. Okay, interesting. And then it went completely off the rails. USC answers 3 minutes later with a 5-yard touchdown run. They then score at the end of the first quarter on another three-yard touchdown run. So they're up 14-0 at the 14-3 at the end of the first, just like that. And then 3:20. So they scored with 28 seconds left in the first quarter. They then scored with 13:21 to go in the second quarter, less than 2 minutes apart, or just over 2 minutes apart. They then score again with a 39-yard pick six with 12 minutes left. They scored 21 points in 4 minutes from a game that was 7-3 to 28-3 at the drop of a hat. Missouri State ended up scoring a touchdown, a 33-yard touchdown pass, but it was not good. USC led 42-10 at halftime, and they wound up winning 73-13. Jacob Clark, the Bears' longtime starting quarterback, 16-24, 147, a touchdown, two picks. It's so funny to me that, because like I said, I spent a great deal of time in Springfield covering this team. And on top of that, I covered a lot of high school sports. And to see guys on ESPN, to like read their names and know that like I covered them and I interviewed them is kind of crazy to me. Cole Feuerbacher from Glendale High School in Springfield. He is their backup quarterback. He threw four passes, completed all four. Ramon Green, he was a kid from Nixa, ran for 19 yards on four carries. Connor Lair, that's another kid. I think he's from West Plains. That's kind of cool. But that was a rough one for the Bears. No question about it. Doesn't get much easier for them. They go on the road to Marshall this Saturday, take on the Thundering Herd. And then next Saturday, not the 13th, they welcome SMU. SMU goes to Missouri State. The number 16 team in the country is going to Springfield for a game. No idea how the Bears were able to finagle a home and home with SMU, a team that made the college football playoff last year, but they did. And shout out to Art Haynes, because that's the Art Haynes Bowl, as it has been called, because Art, of course, has been the voice of the Bears for 40 years. And on top of that, he's an SMU grad. So kind of fun how that goes together. When we come back, I want to get into some more conversation about the national college football scene. A lot of games across the country with some big implications through the first week of the season. Will they have implications as the season goes on and those 12 spots in the college football playoff are up for grabs? We will discuss it. And I'll also talk about how Iowa football can't throw the damn ball again. Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan, Logan Weber alongside Nathan Williams. One more hour coming up. Don't forget, we're going to have Mac and Drew hosting Cody and Gold coming up at 10 o'clock. JT Noah producing. And this afternoon on The Drive, it will be Chris Unocero and Bink hosting the program with Jackson Ogden producing here on this Labor Day edition of 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.